Hi, welcome to another edition of the DK and Comet Show. I'm Comet.
And I'm DK.
Today we're going to be discussing a few of the match results from early in the contest, and also looking ahead at a few of the later matches of the first round. During the first, well, almost half of the first round, there weren't really too much excitement. There was a lot of blowouts, a few close matches, but nothing particularly exciting. The closest match we gotta look at is probably Rain versus Wheat. It was almost an instant classic. One vote win.
Yeah, definitely. And I had that peg going pretty much either way. Granted, Aces, you know, the speedrunner beat the chatter, but I don't know. I just thought that that one really could have gone either way. I wasn't too surprised. I thought Wheat was probably going to win, but it didn't surprise me that Ace managed to get through.
Yeah, I know in the first podcast I did say that Wheat would win easily, but I guess I was proven wrong. I guess skill goes a lot farther than I had expected.
Yeah, and it's also possible that not, like, especially a lot of the GoldenEye, the new school GoldenEye voting block hasn't really seen all that much of Wheat either. So that could have been a factor as well.
One of the other closer matches, we have Foul having an upset over Adamatus.
Yeah, that was, to me, probably the most surprising result so far. I thought, since Matus has been really, really active lately with the Virginia meet, he's been posting on the boards a lot. I kind of figured that he would win comfortably, even though Foul sort of dominates the Euro vote there, and possibly the chat vote too, but I wasn't really expecting Foul to come out on top there, but it was really surprising, but it's also, that's not a bad match.
No, it really isn't, but out of all the results so far, I think that's the only upset that I would really consider an actual upset. I mean, we've had a few lower seeds winning in other matches, but it's really not too surprising when you look at them.
Yeah, I mean, some of the seeds are really too close to say that since the lower seed won, it's an upset, because a lot of these matches are pretty good.
Looking at the rest of the matches, really the only other match that was even relatively close was the Clemens match versus Mathis. And that's another one that really shocked me.
See, I thought I wasn't that surprised when Mathis won. And I actually picked him in the bracket predictions. I figured he's just been a big contest force year in, year out. And Clemens hasn't really proven himself, so to speak, as a force in the contest. Granted, he's getting, you know, a little bit more popular in terms of his board behavior. It has been changing such that people are liking him more. But it didn't surprise me that much to see Mathis win that one.
I think the biggest surprise of that match was the way the voters went. I mean, normally Mathis would be backed by the Europeans, but Clemens actually won that category quite easily.
Did he?
Yes, it was actually... He actually won it 14-9, but lost North America 20-13.
Oh, wow.
Outside of that, though, it's been a, well, pretty boring first round, to say the least.
Yeah, there have been quite a few big blowout matches, mainly, I think, due to there's some mismatches, like Shep and, of course, my favorite, Bloody, which is just a big mismatch. I think Alex Anderson got sort of a bad draw against OB, since OB is just so popular in the Europe and chat voting blocks.
And they really pull from the same crowd.
Yeah. And Phil, Carl as well. Because Carl's usually a lot more formidable than he was made out to be this year. But this might just say something about how strong Infill will be this year, and he could possibly be a Final Four contender, or possibly a contender to win it all.
Another one you look at, though, is Eddie Lovins versus Urelitness.
Yes, definitely. This is another one that may have surprised a lot of people, but didn't really surprise me, because I think people forgot just how well YE did last year. I mean, he has
done a lot for the community as well. He's not really someone to push aside.
And his status from last year to this year hasn't really changed much. I mean, last year he beat Boss, which is a pretty big accomplishment, and he lost to me by only one vote, missed the Final Four by one vote, so he was just a lot stronger last year than I guess people remember, and I guess nobody was really giving him much credit to do well this year, but I think he had a pretty decent showing. I wasn't expecting him to win, but I wasn't expecting it to be the blowout that the winemakers predicted it to be.
Yeah, 77%. That was what the spread was at.
Yeah, I kind of scoffed at that one, but I don't normally criticize the lines, but that one was a little bit off.
Yeah, that's probably one of the worst ones we've seen yet, although they have been pretty close for the most part. Especially the most recent one. Yeah, but outside of that, the first round hasn't been too exciting. Hopefully the later half of the bracket will have a few more interesting matches.
Yeah, I think so. Just glancing at, you know, the east side of the bracket for the first round, there are many more interesting matchups to come. So things should get really interesting in the second half of the first round.
And let's take a look into some of those matches. What better place to start looking than, well, today's match itself? We have Carathorn versus Drag. What do you think of that match?
This probably isn't going to be that interesting of a match. I think it's pretty clear that Carathorn's going to walk away with a pretty comfortable win here. Drag would probably be a little bit more formidable if he had been around a little bit more recently, but he's sort of disappeared. I mean, he's usually in chat a lot, but he hasn't been in chat for a really long time. And on the other hand, Carthorne's been really, really active in chat lately. He's on pretty much every day, and he's an active Perfect Dark player and an active poster on the boards. I just think it's not really... this match isn't really going to be in question.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. The chat is definitely Drag's strong point, and it doesn't look like he has even that part under control. And most people seem to like Hugo for some reason or another. Another match, Neo versus Failure Warning. It's kind of an interesting one. Failure Warning was really... he did really well in last year's contest, but again, another guy who hasn't been around lately.
Yeah, but Neo has been sort of semi-inactive as well. He hasn't been chat as much as he used to, but I still think that this should be really, really interesting. They both draw from, they seem to draw from different voting blocks. Failure Warning sort of, with the exception of chat, which they share, but Failure Warning sort of draws from, the old school European block, whereas Neo might draw more from the middle to newer school, and from the PD voters more.
Yeah, it should be an interesting match. Any predictions? I like Neo in this one.
Yeah, I think I gotta take Neo as well, but I wouldn't be surprised if Failure Warning actually won, or I think he'll keep it close within a couple of votes, and I wouldn't be shocked if he won either, but I think you gotta take Neo here.
Looking at a really interesting match, we have Sterling versus Paragon, Battle of the Old School Champions.
Yeah, on paper this is definitely an interesting match, since, once again, these two draw from the two different games. It's GoldenEye versus Perfect Dark, basically, here. Paragon, who's traditionally been a pretty formidable player in the summer contest, and Sterling, who I think is probably the most surprising number one seed, who has been a little bit more active on the boards than he was, say, a year ago, and he's been involved with the Virginia meet and all that, which is still sort of... we're not really quite sure how that's doing as a voting block in itself yet, how much of a force that is.
It definitely has at least some impact, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that Sterling's return to the Elite has really, made himself visible, to say, to the new schools. And, well, if they're going to pick someone that they actually know something about, he's going to be the guy. I think Sterling's going to take this one rather easily, especially since the GoldenEye vote, that's a much larger crowd than the Perfect Dark vote.
Yeah. And they essentially share the old school as well. And I just think with Sterling's activity lately... I don't think the match is really in question. It's more a matter of how many votes Paragon will actually get. I don't think it'll be that close.
A match that could potentially be really close, though. You have Axel Zacherson versus Simon Sternus. Now, these two guys are very, very similar. I mean, they joined the Elite probably around the same time. They're both GoldenEye players. They're both very skilled GoldenEye players, around the same rank. You know, what do you think of this one?
This one is sort of interesting for the reasons that you mentioned, because they're both basically, they both they both draw from the same voting blocks. They're both new school Goldeneye. But I think that's going to be Simon's downfall here, because in all of those areas, Axel is just, I think, the stronger man in all of those areas. And they also, I mean, they also share the European bloc as well, and Axel is definitely more prominent among the Europeans.
That being said, this could potentially be a blowout match, but at the same time, it could easily swing either way, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, I mean, I like Axel in this one.
Yeah, the same fan base factor really goes a long way in this match. The next matchup in the lineup is actually your match up against Silver Angel. Now, both of you have done a lot for the community. You've helped out a lot in the summer contest, collecting votes all of last year. And Silver Angel, he's programmed a few pages and stuff to help out the Goldeneye community. Should I even ask your opinion, or would you rather just stay quiet about your own match?
Well, I think there are some interesting things going on here. The first thing is that we'll get to see how well I do not being the vote collector, and we'll see just how much of a factor that was for me last year in making the final four. And also, another thing I think is interesting is here I'll be facing a pretty formidable European guy early in the contest rather than later in the contest. And last year the trend seemed to be that the more Euro support that I got, the stronger I was in the match. And as my European support tended to go down as the rounds went on, my matches got closer and closer and closer, to the point where I only beat YE by one vote. And then when I got matched up against a strong European in Wouter, he crushed me. So I think that's another interesting thing, is that I'll see how I do potentially without the European support early on. And also there's the factor of Silver Angel possibly having those Virginia Meat voters backing him up. So I think there's a real possibility for an upset here by Silver Angel.
Yeah, he's definitely a dark horse, and I say that either of you could potentially... Actually, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that whoever wins this match will actually win that division.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there.
The final match of the division, though, we look at Henning versus Randy. New school versus old school. We have Randy drawing from the old school Perfect Dark and Goldeneye crowds. Well, how will that impact the match at all?
I don't know. This one's kind of interesting, where it is that sort of classic new school versus old school. And Disco had a fairly decent showing last year, where he basically beat Nojo in the four-way, where and Nojo seemed fairly strong there. But then he went on to get crushed by QB, where, on the other hand, Henning lost his first-round match in a very close one against, essentially, Neo in the four-way, losing by, I think, only one vote there. So it's kind of hard to tell from last year's results, but I think Henning's been somewhat active and Randy hasn't, and I think that'll essentially be the difference here, and I think Henning will take this one.
And I think that even shows in the seeding, how Henning ended up with a 2 seed, which to me is a little bit surprising, but at the same time, you know, the seeding is kind of flawed in this year's system, but at the same time, it does show that people are supporting him, and he should easily take this match, as like you said.
Yeah. Okay, well, that about wraps it up for this edition of the DK and Comet Show. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and I'm sure that we've done Comet's parents proud in bringing you this fine show this evening. And so, signing out, this is DK.
And I'm Comet.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Have a good day.